Hello and welcome to Just a Guy and His Journey Back to God. So today we're in our last chapter of the book of Romans, chapter 16. And before we go there, let's go to God in prayer. Holy Father, thank you for this day and for taking care of us. Thank you for loving us and being so kind and wanting to fellowship with us. And Lord, on days like this where we may struggle with our attention spans and focusing on the right things, I just pray that you, Holy Spirit, would guide us, that you would help us, help me, to hear your voice and to heed it. I just ask, Lord, for your hand to be upon us as we read your word, that we would hear you and not me, but that we would hear your words, would gain your wisdom and your insights, and that truly we would grow closer to you so that we could love you with our whole being and therefore love our neighbor as ourselves. So, Father, be with us, I pray, as we read. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So generally with these last chapters where they're doing, you know, say hi to this person, say hi to that person, and greet them, I kind of just blow them off. It doesn't usually hit me very hard with it, but I was trying to figure out, you know, God puts it in the book, right? It's in the Bible. It has value, and I'm trying to figure out what it was. And so I was reading Kent Hughes's Preaching the Word commentary about it, and he really struck home for me about how much Paul loves these people. And he literally greets like 20-30 odd people and says greet, I think it's 17 times or thereabouts. And yet he's never been to Rome. These are all people that he's met along his travels. And yet he knows them. He knows them by name. And obviously he cares about them. So it just struck me as to that this is a Paul that's a little bit different, right? And Kent Hughes was really pointing out, you know, this fact that Paul is known more as a theologian, as this really smart guy. They don't really, most people don't think of him so much as someone who is really passionately and loves people, and that he has a big heart and an open heart. So with that, let's go ahead and jump on into chapter 16, verse 1. I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a deacon of the church in Cenchrea. I ask that you receive her in the Lord in a way worthy of his people, and to give her any help she may need from you, for she has been the benefactor of many people, including me. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my co-workers in Christ. They risk their life for me. Not only I, but all the churches of the Gentiles are grateful for them. The interesting thing is, oh no, I'm sorry, I'm talking about the wrong people. Verse 5. Greet also the church that meets at their house. Greet my dear friend, Epaphroditus, who was the first convert to Christ in the province of Asia. Greet Mary, who worked very hard for you. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my fellow Jews, who have been in prison with me. They are outstanding among the apostles, and they were in Christ before I was. Greet Ampliatus, my dear friend in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our co-worker in Christ, and my dear friend Statius. Greet Apelles, whose fidelity to Christ has stood the test. Greet those who belong to the household of Aristobulus. Greet Herodonian, my fellow Jew. Greet those in the household of Narcissus, who are in the Lord. Greet Tryphena and Tryposa, those women who work hard in the Lord. So these two, their names mean small and tiny, and yet the word that he uses in regards to work hard is one that works to exhaustion. So he's incredibly detailed and knows fine points about all of these people. He knows them very well and truly cares about them. Greet my dear friend Persis, another woman who has worked very hard in the Lord. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother, who has been a mother to me too. Now, Rufus is the son of the gentleman who carried Jesus' cross. So, I mean, pretty amazing church here, or group of people, and he knows them all. Greet Asyncris, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobas, Hermas, and the other brothers and sisters with them. Greet Philologus, Julia, Nerus, and his sister, and Olympus, and all the Lord's people who are with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ send greetings. Now, Paul just can't leave his instructions and teachings alone. He still needs to just close this up with one more set of exhortations. I urge you, brothers and sisters, to watch out for those who cause divisions and put obstacles in your way that are contrary to the teaching you have learned. Keep away from them, for such people are not serving our Lord Christ, but their own appetites. By smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the minds of naive people. Everyone has heard about your obedience, so I rejoice because of you. But I want you to be wise about what is good and innocent about what is evil. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Timothy, my co-worker, sends his greetings to you, as do Lucius, Jason, and Sosipater, my fellow Jews. And now it shifts over from Paul's voice to I, Tertius, who wrote down this letter, greet you in the Lord. So his scribe also wants to say hi. Gaius, whose hospitality I and the whole church here enjoy, sends you his greetings. Erastus, who is the city's director of public works, and our brother Quartus send you their greetings too. Now to him who is able to establish you in accordance with my gospel, the message I proclaim about Christ Jesus, in keeping with the revelation of the mystery hidden for long ages past, but now revealed and made known through the prophetic writings, by the command of the eternal God, so that all the Gentiles might come to the obedience that comes from faith, to the only wise God be glory forever through Jesus Christ. Amen. So Paul wraps up this letter to the people in Rome. And these folks, he's only met them through his travels. And when you think about how hard he had to work to stay in touch and know where they were, and that they would be there when he sent this letter in order to greet them, he really wanted to show that he knew them, he loved them, and he was thinking of them. And it really demonstrated because of his fine little details that he put in about each person. And think about how good that made those folks feel. Here is a man of God who's been traveling the world preaching the message. He's been imprisoned. He's been highlighted as a leader and great and just dedicated and devoted and blessed. And here he is. He's mentioning certain people. In fact, he's even mentioning some saying, hey, they were believers before me. And that he's proud of these people, that they're dear friends. And he knows where they're at because he knows they're going to be there. It really is an intriguing element of how he really shows a different side of him from the theological giant to also just the lover of people. And I think that's amazing to see in this and why it's in the Bible. As Paul isn't just a theologian and this isn't a bunch of, God's behavior or ideas that are all on how God and grace work and whatnot. But really, it's also that he loves individuals. And think about it like God, how he loves us. It's the same way. He knows each and every one of us. And he knows the little things about us, and he knows where we're going to be, and if this letter will reach us at the place that we're going to be at, and that he can say hello, and that he loves them. So I really just, I for the first time in my life as a Christian, I've really valued the closing of the letter and found a lot of benefit in it. I hope you did too. And with that, let's go back to God in prayer. Holy Father, I'm so grateful for you opening up my heart, my eyes, and my spirit to your word. I'm thankful for the writers, Kent Hughes, saying and sharing some insights so that I get a deeper meaning. I'm grateful that you use us flawed human beings to help each other understand more about you. So Lord, I just thank you for this day, and I praise you for all the many blessings. I pray you'd help us to walk in your ways, walk in your light, and to bring you glory and honor. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining me at Just a Guy and His Journey Back to God. I hope you have a great day.